WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
What's up, everyone? That was Blah Sabbath Lot of Maiden by Of Montreal, and this is 90.7 The Capstone and your Monday morning show. Woo! As always, we're very chill and very late on the Monday morning show, so we're not going to be doing that much, but we're still going to have a whole bunch of fun. We are expected to have a little bit of nice weather today, so we'll get into the weather. Our high today is 73 and our low today is 44, so it's gonna be very chilly this morning. I walked out this morning and I was like, I need a jacket, but it is going to be tolerable and not that bad. Mainly sunny today, no chances of big thunderstorms and stuff, but always be on the lookout because it's Alabama weather, you know. But as we look on through the rest of the week, it looks like a pretty sunny week, actually, and actually pretty warm until we get to the weekend, in which we have rain on Friday and thunderstorms on Saturday. So hopefully you can get a fun part of your week out of the way in the sun and all that stuff in the beginning of the week instead of being rained out. But anyways, whether or not the weather is good or bad, we always have something to make you glad. So a little bit of good news this morning is that, hold on, give me 5 seconds. Let's see. Yeah, actually, there's like a whole bunch of news, but none that are like that fun, actually, now that I think about it. There are a couple of birthdays coming up today, and that's pretty fun. Well, sorry, I'm just kind of zoning out here. We'll get back to the music, but so this is 90.7 The Capstone in your Monday morning show. We have Cherry Bomb by Bratmobile. If you know the Runaways version, very glad to hear it, but also at the same time, this is a really good version as well. So, a 90.7 The Capstone, and here's Cherry Bomb by Bratmobile.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Tears for Change by Turnover, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your Monday morning show. Woo, woo, woo. we actually celebrated our seniors this last couple of weeks, and I'm going to post about it on Instagram, in which our seniors get to sign the wall of OSM, which is the Office of Student Media, to forever commiserate, I don't know that word, our time working here, and it was very fun. We had a lot of just snacks and a little hangout session, and we got to take pictures and stuff, so you'll be able to see our pictures here soon on our Instagram at WVUAFM, and you can check out all of our pictures that we'll put on there, and you'll get to see the wall and stuff like that. We're very proud of our seniors. I am actually a senior and graduating this semester, and I know Noah is, and Garrett, so two of our directors, and three, including me, and actually Alice too. She's also graduating, so we have a lot of people graduating this year, and so it's gonna be fun sending them off, but really sad to see them go. But you'll probably hear more from us later on anyway. As we get closer to the end of our semester, we only have actually about like a few more weeks left, I think. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, about like 3 weeks left, and then graduation is on the 6th of May, which is about 3 weeks from now. So I hope everyone is getting their stuff in for all the grades and stuff that they need. And I hope everyone is having a great rest of the day. If you know any seniors, tell them congratulations for graduating. Because it's been a long 4 years. 4 years or more for some people. So we'll get back to the music now with Me First by Carly Flo, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your Monday morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Alrighty, that was Winston by CBC, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your Monday morning show. Woo woo woo. So I got a few events coming up for you. If you're wondering what's going on today. So today we have a couple of things going on. We have the Best Buddies Friendship Walk starting at 10. And going till 2, and that is actually, so it is put on by Best Buddies, which is a nonprofit organization that pairs college members with members of the community, who have developmental or intellectual disabilities, and the goal is to create a one-on-one friendship and allow more inclusion of, the community of IDDs, I guess that's what they call it. I didn't know they called it that. But it's basically a fundraiser in which the walk is geared towards promoting inclusion throughout the state of Alabama, participating and donating to the Best Friends. Our Best Buddies Friendship Walk will allow expansion across that state. Meaning that more Best Buddy chapters will be created in organizations. So that would be really cool. So if you want to learn more about that, hop over to Best Buddies UA and check out their information. They have some stuff on it about on their website, or on their Instagram and their website, actually. So if you want to learn more information about that, don't hesitate to look through that. That will be going on from today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the quad. So if anyone is interested in that, there is that going on today. But I also wanted to highlight another thing that is going on actually tomorrow, and we have a eco-free market swap event, and it's part of a series. But basically, the UA's Environmental Council is trying to reduce waste and consumption on campus through mutual aid and community building, in which you will be able to bring unwanted clothing to donate and then browse through everyone else's stuff who is brought to donate. It's basically just a switcheroo, and it's really actually fun. I found like a cool t-shirt last time I went. But it basically aids or reduces the consumption of fast fashion on campus that allows us to exchange clothes more instead of buying new clothes and just getting rid of them and just having them waste away, you know? So if you are interested in donating some clothes and potentially getting some clothes back and having some fun little shopping free market area, you will be able to do that. That will be Tuesday, April 18th from 10 to 2 on the Student Center lawn. Where's the Student Center lawn? Never mind. It's the one right next to the Student Center, all that grass area. So if you are wanting to refresh your wardrobe some, that would be a great way to extend the lifetime of your clothes and help the environment a little bit. So if that's interesting to you, you might actually see me there. So that would be actually pretty fun. But I don't know if I'll have enough time to go to it because it's in the middle of my school day. But anyways, those are some cool events. If you are wanting to check those out, that would be really cool. You can have more information actually from your Bama Life email. That's actually where I got where this was coming from. But there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on. A whole more events, and so if you want to take a look through that, there's more that you can browse through and stuff like that. But we are going to get back to the music now with Bruise by Ghost Orchid, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your Monday morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Alrighty, that was Going to California by Led Zeppelin, all on 90.7 The Capstone, in your Monday morning show. Well, as we sort of come close to the end of the hour, I'm going to talk about a few CW stories, I think. So, let's go over to Crimson White and see what they have. Miss Ashley Woods is named editor-in-chief. She has been a part of Crimson White, 1956, Alice, like a whole bunch of things. So it is pretty cool that she's now becoming the editor-in-chief. So she will start next, when does she start? Beginning of May. So she will take over Crimson White at that time. She's been in it for a good bit since 2020, around there. But congrats to her. Very fun, very cool. As we all know, Mike Pence came to campus over the past week and talked to people in the student center. So that was something. I'm just not gonna say what I'm gonna say about that, and we're just gonna move on. Apparently, 1225 accuses Tuscaloosa of a civil rights violation in a fresh new lawsuit. So, apparently, they were enforcing new occupancy requirements. They are regulated by two occupancy limits. Previously, 1225 could hold 287 people when the chairs and tables were present. When the furniture was removed, it could hold 519. Both levels were approved in 2019 by the Tuscaloosa Building Department, Fire Department, and Revenue Department. But under the new ordinance, the business will only be allowed to have its limit at 287. Not really sure what that's kind of about. So be on the lookout for that kind of thing. More to come on there. But if you want to check out some more Crimson White articles, just head over to Crimson White and you will be able to see a whole bunch of stuff regarding news, sports, opinion articles, things that are going around campus. So we like to cross-pollinate here at the station. But as we close in to the end of the hour, we have about like 15-ish minutes before the end of the hour. I'm actually going to sign off now. And I hope everyone has a great rest of their day. I have to go get to my puppy dog and go hang out with him and make sure he's doing okay. I hope everyone has a good rest of their day and enjoys the sunshine. And yeah, so we will get back to the music here with Summertime by Danny Dwyer, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your Monday morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.